my dog. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Your Mother Ate My Dog, the podcast. Josh and Jesse back on the mic.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very good, thank you. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Episode 87.
Let's go.
Seven. Yeah, it turns out it was an issue with my side.
It but always I'm too is. I'm too proud
of a man to admit it.
Well, you just admitted it just then.
To six other people, yeah, that's true. First of all, what's your favorite fruit?
My favorite fruit? Probably apples.
Have I asked you this before?
I don't think so.
Apples is such an interesting choice. Like, do you have a favorite apple at all?
Particular type? Not really. Just whatever. I don't like Granny Smith apples all that much, but any other one is fine.
Yeah, a bit sour. Had a Granny Smith yesterday, and it was a bit sour. So,
why pray tell do you ask about my fruit preferences?
Well, I'd like to ask at least one question in a podcast to get to know you better.
Okay. Now you know. That's one thing. You can mark that off the
strawberries.
List.
Strawberries. Oh, you're going to ask me. But I think strawberries are mine. But you weren't going to ask.
I was about to.
No.
Strawberries, it is. That's good to know.
Don't think you were. Did you ever watch wrestling as a child or a young adult?
I certainly did. I watched when wrestlers like Rikishi and Scotty Too Hotty, when they were a thing. So I think that was like very early 2000s.
It's just coming to me now. This is our second wrestling movie in 87 episodes. So I probably asked you these questions when we watched Peanut Butter Falcon. So
you may have, but that's a long time ago.
That would have been a long time ago, yeah.
Did you ever watch wrestling?
Yeah, my brother and I, growing up, we watched wrestling. It would have been, probably like early to mid 2000s.
So you're familiar with Rikishi and Scotty Too Hotty?
Yes. The hip tag team they were.
Yeah, they would tag team every once in a while.
The Worm.
The Worm, that's the one. And this, I think Rikishi's was what is called Stink Face or something.
Yeah, with his large bum.
Tukus, that's the one.
Okay, well, what's up?
Stuff and things. You been watching any movies besides the podcast movie?
No.
Okay. I watched a few.
Okay.
I watched Poor Things.
Oh, okay.
It was on Disney Plus, so I figured a pretty good opportunity. It's pretty good. Very much like, what's that guy's name? Yorgos Lanthimos. He did The Lobster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember you saying you liked that movie, right?
Never seen it, it's a movie that I want to watch, but it's never on the list. Like, if there's ever a good opportunity, like, let's just put it on.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was very Lobster-esque. He's got his own pretty unique style. This one was quite good. I mean, I haven't seen too many. Yeah, she won Best Actress. I was about to say, mm-hmm. I haven't seen too many of like the performances that were up for Best Actress. But I mean, I see why she won based off that small sample size. It was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'd recommend it. You have to like weird movies, you know?
Sure. Yep.
So.
And another one.
Oh, right. The other one was Escape from New York.
Okay. A little old school, but I get it.
Yeah. Have you seen that one? Kurt Russell?
No, but I feel like I've seen bits and pieces of it because it was a movie that would be on like TBS back in the day and you just kind of turn it on and like, oh, this is Kurt Russell escaping from New York.
It's so. Kurt Russell. It's a bit of a date. Like I would say there's a list of 80s movies that kind of hold up really well. you could watch now and just be perfectly entertained by. This one was a little dated, I found. It was just kind of, I don't know how to explain it, but it was a relatively entertaining.
Have you seen Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Well, we're watching the TV show that
right
that they remade.
How's that going?
3 episodes down. Yeah, it's, you know, pretty good. Pretty good.
It's kind of feels like a weird thing to reboot, you know?
Well, it's a little different. It's
okay.
It's like it takes the idea of two people, you know, falling in love and being these assassins, what have you. But it's like a totally different spin on the concept. So it's good.
Okay. What's that on?
It's on Prime.
Prime Video.
It's that and Netflix are the only ones that I still have.
Right. I don't even have Netflix. I got Disney Plus and Prime. That's right. Netflix is expensive. I feel like there's nothing really on Netflix.
I think it would take a lot for us to get rid of Netflix. There's we wouldn't get rid of Prime because like how would we get our stuff?
Right.
But I mean Netflix, yeah, it's expensive, but I think there's still stuff on it.
Okay.
It's fine. Did you hear about Rooster Teeth?
I did hear about Rooster Teeth. No Moss.
Yeah. So that kind of brings an end to that one thing we bonded over many years ago.
Have you been watching any Funhouse videos?
No, I haven't watched any Funhouse for years. Sometimes I'll like click on and see what they're doing, but it's like, well, this isn't the same.
It's definitely not the same. There's hardly any of the original members left, but I'll watch one maybe once every few weeks or something, but it's kind of got to be the right one. I usually watch one for a few minutes and that's when I'll know. I'm like, nah, this is not going to be for me. Occasionally there's something good.
Right.
Definitely changed, sad. But you know, yeah. It happens.
Yeah. Okay. Read any good books lately?
I've not read any books lately, no.
What about the weather? That's pretty crazy, huh?
I got sunburnt over the weekend. It's just a crazy concept, but it happened.
It's not that crazy. It was like 18 to 20 degrees, depending on where you were.
Yeah, it's just weird. Like, I feel like last week it was almost freezing, and it snowed a few weeks ago, you know?
Yeah, and it's going to be bad again in a few days, so enjoy it while it lasts.
Certainly did. Got out on the water a few times on the weekend. Went for a nice walk kind of by the Beacon Hill area. Soaked it up, you know?
Lucky you.
Lucky me. You deliver any postcards this week?
Oh. So, on. So we have this... We recorded this podcast on Monday. So Tuesday, last Tuesday... Since this Tuesday hasn't happened yet, I was like, you know what? I am going to write down every postcard that I get so I can tell Jesse on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for reminding me. So I did it on Tuesday, and then I forgot about it all week. So on Tuesday, we got, like, as in my household, got a postcard from New Zealand.
Oh, you got friends visiting there or something?
Megan's sister lives there. She
That's fun.
Sent a postcard, and the postage stamp is $3.30 New Zealand dollars for one stamp.
Good Lord. Maybe that's like a special, like overseas stamp or something.
Maybe. Then I delivered one on Tuesday from Montreal.
That's not as exciting as I was hoping for.
Sorry. I'm sure I delivered more postcards. I just, you know, you don't think. I it's a high pressured environment over there. You just don't have much time to think, but I'll try to remember and add to the list at least tomorrow.
I'd appreciate that. That'd be great. Do you feel as though we have a delay going on right now?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know the best. So I don't know if there's a way to fix that.
No, it's probably just on my end. I have, so I don't know. My laptop is a few years old, and it has been kind of, it's been disappointing me the last few weeks in regards to the podcast by doing this kind of stuff, like freezing and whatnot. So I got for Christmas like a little fan, because it tends to overheat pretty easily.
Yeah.
So I got one of those laptop fans. So I'm trying the laptop fan out today and seeing if that works. It's so far.
My experience fine. when this happens, this whole delay thing, it's like you're talking and all of a sudden you go robotic for like 3 seconds, and then that's when, and then now we're delayed. That's kind of what happens.
Well, you know, maybe I just had to start restarting my computer before. Yeah, what can you do? We just have to try our best.
Not much. We'll just have to just be long. Yeah, there's going to be long pauses in between what we say. That's okay. Kind of just builds up the anticipation of what's going to be said next, you know?
Sure, and then I just have to start talking before you stop talking.
Right, and you got to like anticipate, because it's kind of like a fun game.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to get into the movie?
I sure do. Sure do.
The Wrestler.
Wrestler, Mickey Rourke. What a year.
Yeah, he was nominated for Best Actor. Marissa Tomei, which we saw a lot of in this movie, she was also nominated for Best Supporting Actor. Neither one. Actress, I guess, but neither one. I don't think The Wrestler was nominated for Best Picture, though.
Yeah, not that I know of.
This film, I don't know about you, but I watched it on YouTube.
Yes, I did watch it on YouTube. Not the best quality.
No, it did the trick, though. Very dark film in some places, but that could have just been the YouTube quality. I loved watching it on YouTube. I thought it was great. No complaints. The movie itself, though, like, I get it. I get the hype. But, I also don't. In some spots. I thought the ending kind of saved the movie for me.
Right.
I don't know how you felt about that.
I did. Like, they were getting the ending very much.
They were getting to, I don't know, it just kind of sputtered. Like, the beginning was interesting, and then he kind of went on a high, and then he hit rock bottom, but there wasn't really much. I don't know if this is on purpose. It probably was on purpose, but the character arc, he didn't improve at all. He was pretty much the same.
Right.
The same person at the beginning of the film as at the end of the film, but the ending itself, when he like verbalized why this means so much to him, I'm like, yes, okay, I get it. I loved how it didn't show you one way or the other what happened.
Right.
I thought that was great too. And so yeah, that saved it for me for sure.
There was definitely, I kind of liked how the movie started. Like, you don't hear, there's not a whole lot of backstory. You kind of just get dropped into the life and you're seeing what's going on. And then I did feel like there was like the redemption arc is what I'll call it, where he's trying to better himself and all that. It was a rather short, I guess. And then he kind of just quickly goes back to how he was. So I agree that that part of it was maybe not as well done as it could have been. But like, I don't, sure. It was, I don't know. There's a lot of things I liked about the movie. Like I liked the acting a lot, like all around, especially I liked the way he was interacting with the other wrestlers. Like it seemed really genuine and it was interesting getting a look at how I feel it really goes like backstage at one of these semi-professional wrestling events. You know, they discuss what's going to happen and all that. And I don't know, it just felt pretty genuine. And yeah, I had a bit of a hard time with, like, there was a bit of a trope, you know, it's like the tired old guy that's been in the business too long sort of thing. Like, it just felt like, oh, okay, I've seen this before, you know?
Sure, yeah.
But then perhaps the ending did something a little different, which did bring it back for me a bit. But I guess in general, like, it kind of just hit the, I guess the main theme is just people stuck in a certain time period, in the heyday, I guess. Like he listened to the 80s music, you know, reminisced about his heyday. And I guess that's kind of like the main theme. And then also Marissa Tomei, she's like the same thing. Like there's mentioned many times that she's relatively old for what she's doing. And she's trying to continue to make it work, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
And that's just kind of like the vibe you got from all the wrestlers, especially the older ones. Like when he was in that, he's at the Legion or whatever, and people are coming to get autographs and he looks around and there's, you know, 10 guys around the table, all, you know, some of them they all have some sort of health issue or whatever. So I guess it's kind of like a look into, yeah, those people who were famous back then and now maybe relatively a nobody or like only kind of somewhat known, and they're trying to hang on to that glory. So I thought that aspect was well done.
Yeah, and that set up the ending too, when it was like he tried to get out of it, but then like it's too scary out there. This is all he knew and where he was the happiest, and he'll die.
He'll die. 100%. Yeah, so I mean, I liked once he started trying to have like that redemption going on, like when he was trying to make the best of his situation and couldn't wrestle anymore, do what he loved. Like he was working in the deli like the first time and he was like, he was pretty happy doing it. Like he was just trying to make the best of it. And like also when he was trying to make amends with his daughter, you know, I was happy to see them happy. Even though you didn't really see the backstory, you have no idea what really happened in the past. And it was like, oh man, like this is going to be happy. This is great. And then, but there wasn't enough of that. It just kind of quickly went back to it being negative again.
Yeah. He couldn't get out of it.
Yeah. So I felt like it could have been, you know, as tragic as it was, I felt like it could have been played up a bit more. But I don't know. Hard to quite put my finger on it.
It's already a 2-hour movie, basically.
Yeah, that's true.
They would have had to cut out some wrestling.
Yeah.
Do you think that was actually him at the end wrestling or a stunt double that looked a lot like him?
I don't know. I never actually thought of that. My guess is it was him. But I couldn't say for sure. I don't know.
He's 71 years old at the moment. Mickey Rourke.
Right. Yeah, maybe they wouldn't have made him do that.
Well, it was 16 years ago that came out, but still.
55, yeah. But I don't know. There's a lot of things I really liked. I mean, the acting, I mean, he had fantastic performance for sure. I feel like it's tough to with the version that we watched. It was kind of, you know, lower quality, right? It's harder to get what the actors are doing, like with their face and stuff, doesn't come through as much.
Okay.
And so I don't know. I get a lot of the actor's performance. It comes from, for me, like what they do with their face and their facial expressions, and a bit of that was lost. So I couldn't say how much better I would have thought the performance was if I was able to more clearly see what was happening, really. But despite that, still very good.
So Mickey Rourke was the director's first choice, Darren Aronofsky.
Mm-hmm.
But the studio wanted somebody else, somebody a little more famous, somebody without a wrestling background, to play Randy the Ram Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guess, or have you seen who that would have been?
No, I have no idea.
They wanted Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage was almost Randy the Ram Robinson. Like he was up for it. He's like, yeah, I want to do it. And then, but the director really wanted Mickey.
Right.
That would have been a hell of a movie.
That would have been something. That would have been interesting. I guess this, have you seen any other Darren Aronofsky films?
Probably. Let me just get up. Oh, I mean, I haven't seen Mother. I saw The Whale. The Whale's good.
Yeah.
Black Swan, yeah. Not like his older stuff.
Yeah, I've seen Black Swan and Requiem for a Dream, and now this one. And I know what I know of The Whale and Mother. I feel like just like a lot of tragic stories he tells. They're not really happy films, are they?
No, they're all very character driven, I would assume.
Mm-hmm. Requiem for a Dream, especially, is a depressing ass movie. This one had, I mean, at least this movie had some. There was some joyful moments, you know. Requiem for a Dream, not so much. Black Swan, definitely not so much either.
Yeah, The Whale, probably not a whole lot either.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, but as far as I know, it's fairly tragic as well. So, I guess that's just kind of his thing.
It's working out for him.
Yeah, I guess so. It's got a lot of famous films.
Some good music in this one.
Yeah, the music was good. I really liked the daughter's performance. I mean, I don't know if it's a plus or a minus of. We just don't hear too much about the whole backstory. You know that they fell out a little bit. I don't know for what reason. I don't know if that would have been better if we heard a bit more about what went on.
Well, what I assumed was that he was an absentee father because he was always on the road wrestling, and he'd always miss all of her important engagements.
Mm.
And then when he stood her up at the restaurant, it brought her back, and she politely ended their relationship.
Right. And we don't hear about her mother at all.
No. They're no longer together.
Yeah. Anyway. Is there anything else you want to talk about with the film, or?
Yeah, poor Iran.
Poor. Yeah. That's a classic heel persona, I guess. It's like somebody from
the Middle East.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, this movie was on a lot of top 10 lists. He won the best actor for the best actor BAFTA.
Oh, did he?
Pretty good, yeah.
Okay.
He won the best actor at Detroit Film Critics Society.
I think considering his, like, I don't know too many movies he was in before this. I mean, I know he was in Double Team.
Hell yeah.
And I know he was in some films like in the 80s and 90s or whatever. But, so I can't really speak on like how well known he was or not so well known, or I think that he also took a big old break from acting. I don't know. I think he has a bit of an interesting, a bit of an interesting career. But I think to go from maybe someone not known for their great acting to doing this, I think it's an interesting story. And he really did do a great job. Because like who he lost to, what's his name? He was in Milk.
Sean Penn.
Sean Penn. I've seen that. I've seen his performance. I mean, that was quite good, but I think I like Mickey's a bit better. I can't remember the other nominees, but a lot of people say he was snubbed. He should have won. And
the dad in Step Brothers, he was nominated.
Dad in Step Brothers. Oh, yeah. Okay. That guy. Yeah.
I can't remember the other people. I looked at it before. Before the big podcast, as some research, he was in Sin City.
Yes.
And he was the bad guy in Iron Man 2.
Right. The guy with the electric whips or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was the dude from Double Team.
Yeah. And, he's still acting, in the year 2023 and 2024. He will have been in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 movies.
Whoa.
Yeah, I would assume none good. One of them is called Not Another Church Movie.
Right.
He plays the devil. A movie called The Wheels of Heaven. He plays Reverend Bo Jackson.
I just clicked on one called The Palace and has 6% on Rotten Tomatoes.
So. The Roman Polanski movie. Surprise? That guy's still doing stuff.
Yeah. Roman Polanski. There he is. Doesn't he had some sort of... Something happened.
Yeah, he's not a good guy.
Right. Right.
Not a good guy.
All right. Are you ready for some scoring?
Well, you are.
Well, I mean, you always ask me that, and I don't go, well, you are.
Well, no, but that's the point. That's the point, because I always do ask. And then, so now you're like switching it up.
You got to keep people on their feet, you know, on their toes or whatever the saying is.
Yeah. Do you want to do acting first?
I do want to do acting first. I thought the acting was quite excellent. And, for all the reasons I said, Lenny, who's Lenny? Sorry. I'm looking at the actors.
Lenny was like his landlord.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
He's banging on the door. He's yelling, Lenny. And then Lenny comes out and has one line.
That's the guy who's in Better Call Saul and also Breaking Bad. Yeah, because I couldn't tell he was in there because I couldn't see his face. He was too far away. It was too pixelated. Yes, the acting was excellent. I liked the whole wrestling, that whole scene, all those guys. I thought that was well done. Mickey Rourke, obviously an excellent performance. The two leading ladies, Marissa Tomei and Evan Rachel Wood. I liked their performances a lot as well. Quite good. I would give acting a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, I was thinking 9 as well. I'll give acting a 9 out of 10. It was just so captivating.
Yes.
Because I haven't seen too many Mickey Rourke movies. Don't know the guy personally, so I don't really know how he is. He probably wasn't even acting all that much. That's probably just how he is day-to-day life. But yeah, him behind the deli counter, you know, great. Him wrestling, great. Everybody else did perfectly okay. 9 out of 10.
I liked it a lot.
Ending. I'll do ending.
Okay.
So as I said at the beginning, the movie itself, like it's a good movie, but it wasn't like great. It was just kind of for me, anyways, just going through the paces until we got to the ending, and that kind of everything kind of paid off.
Mm-hmm.
His speech to also I thought. Marissa Tomei's character, her name was Pam. He is the Ram.
Oh, that's good.
So yeah, his speech to her before he went out, Guns and Roses going off, and it just like his one sentence explaining everything, like how he feels in that moment. It's like, okay, yes, you do have to go out there and die in the squared circle, because that's where you feel the best and the happiest, and that's where you belong. And so him going back out there, even though there was no change from the beginning of the movie to the end of the movie, because, I mean, that is a good circle, I suppose, but nothing really happened. Well, things happened in the circle, but it didn't change him at all. He was still the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of bothered me a little bit. But him going out there and wrestling the Ayatollah, which is bigger than himself. And then it cut to black, as you know, his heart is going crazy. He's on the top rope, going for the big elbow. I think he probably died, but we don't know. So I thought that was great. I thought the ending, we're going to give it an 8.5 out of 10.
I liked the ending as well. I wasn't expecting it. Like, you think you're going to see how it's all going to wrap up, and it just kind of leaves it up for interpretation, but in a way that I think worked. And yeah, I mean, I liked the sentiment at the end of you know, how he was feeling and how that was verbalized and how that was how it came together. It was done well. But it did make me think about how I was disappointed a little bit with what went on in the middle of the film. Like, I just thought it could have been worked a little differently, and some moments felt a little flat, but luckily that ending was there to sort of redeem the shortcomings of the middle of the film. I'd give the ending a 9.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how did you feel about the movie as a whole, scoring it in 1 to 10?
It was a good movie. It was a good movie. I would probably want to watch it again, like in high quality, if I could, just to catch some of the nuances I wasn't able to see. Also, really liked that whole. I'm sort of two ways of thinking about that whole scene he did with that one guy, where they're like the staple gun and the, you know, the barbed wire and all that. It was like, yep, very over the top, but it was also like quite gruesome and felt very visceral, felt quite real. Maybe like a little too over the top, but I don't know. I did like that scene overall. But yeah, some shortcomings, like some really good highlights. I think for me, I'd give it an 8 out of 10.
Okay. 8 out of 10. That's fair. I'm going to give it a 7.5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Acting was great. And the ending was great. But yeah, the movie as a whole is a 100%. It's a 100%. It definitely lagged in some spots. Which is probably why. I mean, there's a reason why I didn't get nominated for Best Film, Best Picture, even though like their actors were nominated. It was a fun watch. Like, I'd watch it again. But it wasn't the perfect movie.
Yeah.
7.5.
All right. The Wrestler.
The Wrestler, which technically is the best movie of the year so far.
Oh, shit. All right. That's fine.
It ties The Prestige for me, but actually it ties Much Ado About Nothing for you.
I really do. I did like that movie.
Man, all Josh movies. So weird. Okay. We do this podcast every week. Do you have a movie for next week that you're willing to share? Or
I do have a movie for next week that I am ready to share. It's a Dustin Hoffman movie.
Nice. I haven't seen Rain Man in a while.
Okay, it's not Rain Man. Which Dustin Hoffman movies have you seen? Have you seen The Graduate?
No, but I've only seen the ending of The Graduate.
Well, that's not the movie I'm picking. You've seen Hook, probably.
Yeah, seen Hook. Haven't seen Kung Fu Panda.
You haven't seen Kung Fu Panda.
I've seen Meet the Fockers. I haven't seen what's that? What was that? Oh, Kramer versus Kramer.
That's a very good
Sorry,
movie.
you just keep going. You
Yeah.
tell us what we're watching.
I've seen a lot of his movies. I've seen Rain Man, I've seen The Graduate, I've seen Kramer versus Kramer, Midnight Cowboy, Hook, Kung Fu Panda, but I have not seen Tootsie. So the movie we're watching next week, comedy romance, Tootsie.
Is this another movie where a guy dresses up as a girl?
What do you mean another movie?
Well, we've watched that other movie, the other Drake movie. Remember that Drake movie we watched with
Oh, you're talking about Tu Wong Fu?
yeah, Tu Wong Fu, yeah, with Wesley Snipes and
This one is less, I don't think it's drag. I think it's like he was trying to get a job, and so he dresses as a woman. Something like that. We'll find out when we watch it.
In 1998, the film was selected for the preservation in the United States National Film Registry by the Library of Congress as culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant.
There you go. That's a good sign.
Tootsie, have you seen Blazing Saddles?
I've seen parts of it, but not the whole thing.
Okay. Tootsie, also with next. Oh no, I thought I had an exclamation mark. Because then that'd be two straight movies we'll watch with an exclamation mark, but let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
No.
Okay, great. Is it on anything? Maybe Prime? Probably not. Cool.
I do find that tends to be always a lie. You're like, oh, what's this
Yes.
movie? And it's like, oh, Amazon Prime. Like, oh, great, it's on Amazon Prime. It's like, oh, yeah, it's on Amazon Prime if you pay for it on Amazon Prime. So, okay, so
Yeah.
it wasn't really on
And
Amazon
rented.
Prime. Yeah.
Might be on YouTube. Let's see.
Could be.
Tootsie full movie. Tootsie roll. No. Full
Nope.
movie free. Unsure. You can rent it.
Okay. Yes, you can.
Okay. So great. That's amazing. Thank you so much for that one. Doesn't happen. Haven't had one of his movies in 87 episodes, so wonderful.
It's great. Perfect.
Cool. Yeah, I've picked movies. It's a list that will change probably, but I've filled out my roster for up to 100.
Good Lord. Okay.
Yeah, I think it was after our podcast last week, I just kind of sat up and looked for movies that we would enjoy and with some variety. And I think I've come up with a solid list of movies that you, well, I would assume have not seen, but would be good to watch for different reasons.
I know what I'm picking next week, but or not, well, not next week, but then my next movie. But nothing beyond that.
Well, that's okay. I just like doing it so I don't have to think about it.
Right, take that mental anguish away.
Yeah, okay. So we can, if you like, we don't have to. I know it's late. We could do a box office game, or we could just go home. It's up to you.
Yeah, I mean whatever you like. I'm down for either.
Oh, okay. Well, the year is 2016. I don't know if that changed anything.
Yeah, let's give it a go.
Okay, well, you said it, not me. Walt Disney, ever heard of him? $327 million over 6 weeks.
Okay, it's quite a bit of money.
Would you like genre, actor, or tagline?
Give me the tagline. I bet you we can get it from that.
The legend will never be the same.
2016. The legend will never be the same. Okay.
What's it's a family adventure drama fantasy.
Okay, so it's not animated. So then we should take the first actor.
Neil Seathy. Neil Seathy.
Who the fuck is Neil Seathy?
The second actor, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, 2016 Disney movie, not animated?
Made $327 million.
Oh, no. I thought I had it there, but no, that's not right.
Not Osmosis Jones 2.
No, not Osmosis Jones 2. Man, that's throwing me. I don't know why. I don't know this.
Family adventure drama fantasy. Bill Murray. It's not animated. Ben Kingsley is the next actor.
Is it like a Ghostbusters movie?
Ben Kingsley? Ghostbusters wouldn't be Walt Disney.
That's a good point. Ben Kingsley and Bill Murray in 2016 Disney movie. It's not animated.
Oh, I'm going to read you the plot and then we'll get it from that.
Okay.
A man cub named Mowgli, fostered by wolves after a threat from the tiger Shere Khan, which I assume is Ben Kingsley, Mowgli is forced to flee the jungle, by which he embarks on a journey of self-discovery with the help of the panther, Bagheera, and the free-spirited bear, Baloo. Now, I think Bill Murray must play the free-spirited bear.
I think that would make the most sense. Okay, well.
Now, I mean, there are a few different.
It's probably just called Jungle Book, would be my guess.
There is a Jungle Book, but there's also one called the Jungle Book Mowgli's Story. But if you do just Jungle
Book. Jungle Book Mowgli's Story is probably the second one they came out with in whatever, you know, the 80s probably or something.
Okay, it is just the Jungle Book.
Okay.
Wow. Tough start. $327 million. Next one is Warner Brothers, $11 million. First week, starring Ryan Gosling.
2016, what was Ryan Gosling up to? Is that like Warner Buried Brothers. Or something?
You're thinking of Ryan Reynolds.
Well, who did you say?
Ryan Gosling.
Oh. Barbie. That guy.
I'm just Ken. Yeah.
Okay. 2016. Oh.
Russell Crowe, second actor.
Oh, the nice guys.
The nice guys.
Okay.
Did we do that for this podcast?
Nope.
Did I just watch that randomly on my own? Okay.
Yep.
Universal, $21 million first week. Universal, Seth Rogen, first actor. Zac Efron, second actor.
Neighbors.
Yes, but is this the second one?
Probably.
It is the second one.
All right.
Okay, so this is another Disney movie. $347 million, 3 weeks.
Okay. Big movie.
It is an adventure action science fiction film. So it's not animated. The tagline is, United We Stand, Divided We Fall. So I'm thinking Civil War.
You think that was 2016? Maybe, I guess.
Or is it Infinity War? No, Infinity War was
newer? You can try Civil War, but I think that's more like 2014. But give it a go.
Well, then what does it mean by United We Fall?
I don't know.
It's Captain America Civil War.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding. Last but not least, $38 million in his first week, Sony Pictures.
Okay.
So I'm thinking Spider-Man right away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do I do actor or do I do tagline?
Do actor.
It's Jason Sudeikis.
Okay. So not what you say.
It's not Spider-Man. No. Josh Gad is the second actor. Josh Gad normally does animated movies. He is the snowman in Frozen.
Okay. I don't know much about Josh Gad, and I don't know much about Jason Sudeikis. So this might be up to you.
It is an animated film.
Okay, so...
The tagline is, why so angry?
Why so angry? Is it like the Emoji Movie or something?
I thought maybe it was Inside Out. But it's not Inside Out.
No, it's a Disney movie.
Third actor is Danny McBride.
Oh, isn't he the main guy from the Lego movies? I don't know.
Oh, no. Will Arnett is.
Oh, okay.
So Why So Angry would make sense for Lego Batman. But that's definitely Will Arnett. Okay, I'll just reveal all hints here. Oh, it's Angry Birds movie. An island populated entirely by happy, flightless birds are almost entirely... Oh, in this paradise, Red, a bird with a temper problem, Speedy Chuck, and the volatile Bomb have always been outsiders. But when the island is visited by mysterious green piggies, it's up to these unlikely outcasts to figure out what the pigs are up to. There's two Angry Birds movies?
I guess so.
31st percentile in this one.
Ooh.
So, I mean, not terrible for using, you know, to reveal all hints, but...
Yeah, definitely not our best.
Could be better, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the last liquid that you drink?
The last liquid that I drink? Water.
Whoa, are you looking right at me?
Am I looking right at you?
Well, I just drank water. I just drank water.
Okay.
It's like, oh, are you the fly on my wall here?
I'm the fly on your wall. You got a fly problem. And I'm one of them.
Okay. Well, another wonderful podcast. We should really wrap this up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. 46 minutes. People have had enough of us. But I was real happy with the movie you chose. And I hope next week the movie is also good. And I appreciate you a lot.
I have a feeling that, yeah, this Dustin Hoffman one's going to be good. It's in some sort of Hall of Fame for movies and stuff. So, Tootsie. Yeah, should be good for 88. Ooh, two eights.
Two eights. Not wrong about that.
Okay, well, you take care, and I'll take care, and we'll both take care.
Okay, take care.